this one, reach out and touch someone. That's our theme tonight, because that's what we do best in our class. We reach out and we touch others. This is a polar bear cuddling her baby bear. Gloria, let's see. Reach out and touch somebody. Dear heart, this is exactly what you are doing. Your strength and courage is radiating outward, touching and illuminating the hearts of so many near and far. You are achieving your glorious life vision right now where you are. Yes, God blesses you. Reach out and touch somebody is also the theme of your class. This is my message and song for that evening. May it inspire us all to reach out and touch somebody and make God's world a better place, just as you are doing right now. And if I have anything left in me, I'm going to try to sing. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Just try. Or would I be talking to a stone if I asked you to share a problem that's not your own? We can change things if we start giving. Why don't you reach out and touch somebody's hand? Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Just try. If you see an old friend on the street and he's down, remember his shoes could fit your feet. Try a little kindness and you will see it all comes oh so very naturally. We can change things when we start giving. Why don't you? Why don't you reach out and touch somebody's wonderful person sitting next to me. She sat beside me in class whenever I needed an arm to go to potty, to go upstairs to have some snack or whatever. Jolene was always there for me. She does wonderful things in her life, making other people smile and be happy. You know, that's the biggest blessing in all the world, to make someone else happy. Makes her happy. That's why she smiles all the time. This is Miss Jolene Sebastian.
Otherwise known as just the clown. And I did dress up special for tonight as per Ruthie's request. And I said, okay, no problem. And I wasn't going to talk real long tonight, so I'm going to try to keep it brief, and I do have a poem to read before I sit down. But I wanted to share with you a little bit about who I am, I mean, besides the clown. As a child, I went to church a lot. My mother would send me, I don't remember her taking me, and my brother, but I remember her sending us to church every Sunday and sometimes Wednesday night youth group, depending on what church and what area. And the churches, whatever was the closest church, so it could have been Baptist, Lutheran, Episcopalian, didn't matter, my mother made us go. And I think it was a really good thing. I got a lot of diversity and moving around as much as we did. When we lived in Chicago, it was always a different ethnic neighborhood that we moved to, and I really thank her for that. I lived in every type of neighborhood you can imagine. And it was great. I mean, I learned so much about people, and I've always loved people. And I've always been this happy person inside. Sometimes I wasn't always happy on the outside, or sometimes I couldn't always show. And sometimes I had to go through things that weren't happy things. But I was given a gift. And I thank God every day for the gift that I have. And that gift is my happiness, that no matter what happened to me, I found a way to be happy. And through all the different churches I went to, I formed a belief that I didn't have a name for. Because every church I went to, they was just a little bit different. Their structure was different, and their way of practicing the religion was different. And so that was a little confusing, but the one thing that I always felt was the right thing was that God is love, and Jesus was sent here to help us, and that we always have our angels. And that didn't come through in every church, but that was always what I felt. And I had been looking, I think, all my life, and I'd stopped going to church for years. From like I was 15 on, I stopped going to church, and once in a while I'd try to go to a church, and it just didn't feel right. And so one night I came here, and I found spiritualism, and I went, this is it. This is what I felt all the time, and it felt like coming home. And I know a lot of you feel the same way. You walk in, and it's like coming home. It's like meeting this big, huge family that is always loving and always, they always have their arms open, ready to hold you, to hug you, and to smile at you when you walk in the door. And I think that, to me, is what religion should be about. It's about loving each other and being there for each other and accepting each other as we are, even when we dress funny. And so I would just like to say a little poem that I wrote for tonight. And it's called Glorious Angels. Wait, I need my glasses on. Where'd they go? Yeah, one part of life, but, I just have to accept. I need my glasses. You see, I printed it pretty big, but I still need my glasses. It's called Glorious Angels. Glorious Angels sent from above, bringing to us God's undying love. You teach us, protect us, and show us the way to live and to love through each wondrous day. Thank you, dear Lord, for the gifts that you give, for the promise of life that we each live. And I thank you.